Welcome to Showing Up Solo, your go-to source for solopreneur success in the digital world. You're not just running a business, you're wearing all the hats, from CEO to content creator. What if I told you there's a way to master online marketing without sacrificing all your time? Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Showing Up Solo. I am thrilled to be joined today by the amazing Chantel Davison, copywriting business coach extraordinaire. Chantel, would you like to say a quick hello to the audience and let them know a little bit more about yourself?
Oh, hi, everyone. I'm Chantel Davison, and I am a copywriter and copy coach, and I help business owners write better copy and copywriters do better business. So my goal is to help everyone use the words that mean something to them to actually connect with the right people and sell what they do.
I love that. Well, and thank you so much for joining today. We actually got a really great talk. When I came up with this title, I say came up, ChatGPT helped me come up with the title for this episode, but I saw it and I was like, I need Chantel for this. We're going to talk about crafting compelling brand stories and how important it is, especially for solo entrepreneurs. And like when you're an online service provider, pretty much you are your product. So I believe it's important to have a way to sell yourself. And it makes you more memorable. In fact, just thinking about you, the thing that comes to my mind is I was just a waitress in a cocktail bar because that was part of your brand story when I first encountered you.
Yeah, it was. So I was making cocktails. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. And so that's embedded in my mind now. That's how memorable that little narrative. I know, like, you hated your corporate job and you left to become a writer and you were working part-time as a waitress.
Waitress in a cocktail bar.
Yeah. Well, you were trying to like get this on the ground and, you know, all this stuff. I know all of this about you because I remember it from the stories you told through your marketing. So, I mean, I can attest it's very powerful. What do you think? Why do you think it's important to have storytelling as an element of your branding?
I think storytelling is important across the board in your business because that's how people communicate. It has been for thousands of years. You know, before we knew what marketing was, we were telling people stories about ourselves so they would remember us, so we would be important to them, so we would be part of the tribe and not get clubbed with rocks. You know, we're creatures who thrive on belonging, on a sense of identity, on a sense of community, and all of that stems from storytelling. And good branding is just good storytelling. It's just telling someone the parts that are interesting and leaving out the parts that are dull. That's good branding. And I think part of the reason that it works so well is because we all want to think we're special, but also we want to be like other people. So yes. when you meet someone or when you come across a brand of someone who says slightly weird things about themselves or slightly quirky things that they enjoy or do, and you can go, oh my God, me too. You feel so connected and that makes you feel part of something. And that is, yeah, that's good storytelling, but that's why it's good branding too, because people feel loyal to that sense of kinship, of similarity, and that's how you attract the people that are gonna really like you and what you do. Because ultimately, there's, you know, you and I are both copywriters. There's a million other copywriters in the world. You know, there's no shortage of people who could pick up a pen and or pick up a laptop and write something for you. And probably neither you or I are the best at it in the world. Let's be honest. There are a lot of them. So people aren't choosing us because we're the best copywriter that ever lived. They're choosing us because they like us, because they like something about how we present ourselves, how we market ourselves. It makes them feel seen. And that's what people want, to be seen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, again, like when you, especially becoming a service provider, It's because you enjoy helping people. I mean, there's no point being a service provider if you don't enjoy helping people, because that's kind of the job. Yeah. And I think often what drives us to becoming that kind of service provider is a desire to help people with a struggle we faced ourselves. Yeah. So that inspiration that is almost like the catalyst of us going into employment, like going into self-employment and offering this mm-hmm. service to others. It's pivotal. Yeah. It's what sparked it. So it has to, you need to incorporate that element. You don't just like wake yeah. up one morning and go, I'm going to be a copywriter now for VAs, you know, or like, I'm going to teach VAs to be copywriters. Boom.
Yeah.
You didn't get there overnight. You had a story that drove you that way. I have a story that drove me to where I am. I have yeah. like my reasons for coaching and like creating easy to use, easy to implement marketing self-paced courses is driven by my desire to help people who were me when I started my business. Yeah. It's such an important part.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. And I think there's a study that was done. I'm trying to think of the year of it. I was trying to find it before we chatted, but there was a study that was done called the Significant Objects Project. And it kind of showcases the power of storytelling. So basically these two American guys went and bought a load of junk, like from like, what do you call them? Car boot sales. And they were all worth like a dollar. And they did this study where they put these objects for sale online, but they got writers paired up with each of the objects, and they got the writers to create a fictional story about where they'd come from, what the meaning behind them was. And they sold these objects for like 60 times their value. Some of them were sold for like £6,000.
Wow.
And the reason was because these objects meant something to the person. As soon as something has a story, they become human. They become, you know, we can project onto them. We can share feelings. We can share empathy. And so businesses, corporations, they know this. That's why they work so hard and spend so much money on their branding, on, you know, bringing in celebrities to represent them, on having,
it's why they all have this like one person. Like there's yeah. a food chain over here called A&W, and they've got this guy who I think he was originally a manager, and they put him for one commercial, but people liked him, so he is now the face of the, he's the mm-hmm. one that everyone, if you think of A&W, you think of this one guy. It's been for years, like I it's got to be like a decade now, because yeah. we you know, we like to watch him and connect with him, you know. Yeah. It's like, that's why yeah, that's why these big corporations are trying to look like one person,
you know? Yeah, exactly and yeah. why they have cute animals logos, and why they, you know, why they try and make their advertising seem like it's about emotion, because ultimately we just want to empathize with people. We just want to see ourselves represented in things. And so when big brands act like it's all about the feelings, when we know it's not, then they, you know, that's how they get us, because they are so good at that. They have all the money to put behind it. It's why it's so important, the work that you do and the work that I do is so important, because we work with small business owners who don't have this huge war chest to advertise themselves and brand themselves with. So they have to use what makes them different. And often that is their kooks, their weirdnesses, their quirks. You know, we have to learn to lean into our edge. And I think so many people, especially if you've left the corporate world, you feel kind of like you've got to be professional all the time. You've got to put on this really professional face, especially if you're going to run a business, serious business, running a business. You know, you're
we've all got to reflect the corporate now. Brand, you know. We're not us out there. We're representing the business as a whole.
Exactly. And so I think a lot of people, when they become entrepreneurs or they start their own business, they feel the need to professionalize in that same way. And actually, it's only when you shed that skin and just let your freak fly, like that's when people are drawn to you, and when you start attracting the right clients and kind of really get successful, because you've let go of all of that crap that you kind of got lumped onto you when you're part of a corporate identity. It's like, don't have a personality, be part of the mesh. And entrepreneurs get to be all of themselves. That's the kind of amazing, beautiful thing about running your own business, is you get to be exactly who you are, and people can choose you or not. And that's fine.
Are you ready to transform your website from wanting to wonderful? Watch the free 90-minute workshop, Anatomy of a Homepage. Your homepage is more than just a web page. It's your virtual front door to the world of business, and it's where first impressions are made and conversions begin. In this pre-recorded webinar, I break down the key components that make up a powerful, conversion-focused homepage. Imagine the impact this could have on your online presence. The best part? You don't need to be a web design guru. Don't miss this opportunity to revolutionize your online presence. Dive into the Anatomy of a Homepage webinar and take the first step towards a website that truly captivates. Head over to showingupsolo.com/free for access.
Exactly. And, you know, it's interesting, just thinking about that, leaving the corporate world. I have seen quite a few, you've probably seen these too, when someone has attempted to do their own like website copy or something, and you read it and you're like, this is a cover letter. You're like, this is a cover letter. I don't know anything about you. Just your, like, a list of qualifications. Mm-hmm. Like, it's way, like, you know, and they're almost amazed at like the transformation. Like, if you write them this new copy, like, and all it is having a conversation with them and putting their own words, their own self onto the page. And they're like, wow, this feels so amazing. This feels like me. And I'm like, because it is you. Like, that's the difference. And people are going to connect with it way more than they will a cover letter.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think a lot of the time, because we are taught to think that the things that make us different are weaknesses, because in corporate that's true. Like, if you are part of a big organization, the very last thing in the world they want is outliers and rebels and people who are weird and different and have their own thoughts and opinions. So you get that squashed out of you the whole way through, you know. And then when you become an entrepreneur, that's why, you know, the question of this episode, why is branding and strong branding so important to entrepreneurs? Because it is liberation from that bullshit, like liberation from that kind of, you know, systematic removal of your personality. And so when you get to be you, that almost feels like a shock to people. Like, you know, like you say, you'll have a conversation with someone and you'll mirror back to them what you see, but they're so used to not being allowed to show that they actually don't even recognize it.
I know. And it's interesting, because I just think back to when I started, like my first branding photos, for example, I was in my nice clothes. I had like a blazer, a few shots with a blazer, you know, and it was all like very stiff and professional. Now, like my latest ones, I'm in a sweater and some jeans, and most of it's me trying to eat a cupcake, you know, because it's just that reflects me. Yeah. And that's who people want to work with. Like, my clients come to work with me, just like your clients come to work with you. Because like what we do, we're a dime a dozen. But there's no other Chantels, there's no other Hannahs out there. And people get to know us and they connect with us because we share ourselves, we share it through our brand story. Mm-hmm. And we kind of paint a picture of what life could be like on the other side of whatever we're struggling with.
Yeah. And, you know, I think it's important to say too that good branding, good brand storytelling for entrepreneurs isn't just happy stories. I think that's really important, because yes, we want to paint a picture of what's possible after they've undergone this amazing transformation that they'll definitely get if they work with us, of course. And we also want to be real and relatable and accountable and honest. You know, I think there's a lot of crap in the online space. There's a lot of people, you turn on your Instagram feed and it's glass and glass and glass and glass. And you and I both know that's not the reality of running a business. Often it's really shit, really hard and really shit. And I think that it's our responsibility, once you have some kind of profile or platform or brand to speak of that people are looking to see Are they like me? Are they as like me as they think they are? It's our responsibility to turn around and confirm that we are human, that we have crap days, that not everything is perfect, that it's not all glossy, that Instagram is not real, and that there are just as many days for someone like me with shiny, glossy Instagram photos where I'm in my bed feeling sad as there are for you. So don't look at that and think that life is different. And I honestly believe the most powerful brands that entrepreneurs that I look up to and respect have are the ones that yes, show that possibility and that aspiration, but also are really honest about the reality of it too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's a really important distinction between powerful branding and storytelling and trying to turn everything into a happy story.
Yeah. Silver lining everything.
And think about the stories we love. You know, when you think about films or books that you love, most of them, the hero has to go on a pretty epic journey, often facing some pretty dark trials and tribulations. And that's as true for our customers as it is for people in those books and films. And so what they want is a guide who, yes, can help them solve their problem, but who gets how hard the journey is going to be and who's there for them.
I think you've answered this question now, but just to like summarize, what would you say makes a compelling story for a brand?
That's a good question. I think my answer to that is what we've just been talking about, really. I think a compelling story for a brand is one that prioritizes the customer, puts them as the role of the hero in the story, and which paints the business owner, you, the entrepreneur, as a guide that can help them and understand them. And this is Donald Miller 101. You know, everyone who's listening, I'm sure, will have heard you talk about him already. But if you haven't, go read Building a Story Brand. It's brilliant. But yeah, a strong brand, a strong story for an entrepreneur is one that is inspirational and aspirational, you know, gives that transformation picture, and that's honest. And oh God, I'm so loath to use this word because it gets so bandied around in the online space. I was going to say integrity. What I'm going to say instead is I think when your insides match your outsides, people can tell. And when they don't, people can tell. And
very
so
true.
Your story on the outside has to match your experience on the inside. And if it doesn't, people have very finely tuned bullshit radars, don't they? I didn't even ask you if I'm allowed to swear on this. I've just been doing it all over the place. This isn't a PG podcast, but I think that's it. You know, if your insides match your outsides, people can tell. And if they don't, people can tell. And people are attracted to honesty and to realness, because there's so much fakeness out there.
Well, and I think that's it. Like you were saying, like Instagram's not real, it's all glossy. We're seeking real. We're seeking real. Like that's a huge factor, especially now, especially when you're marketing online, because a lot of the times when you're working with an online service provider, you will never meet them. I mean, you and I have never physically met in person, although we will be.
Have we not? Jesus. That's mad.
We've never been in the same room. Oh, like you've never been within touching distance of each other. Our entire relationship, which is almost 4 years old by this point, like is all virtual. And so we've had to establish this relationship to build this trust by getting to know each other. We have to feel like we can know each other. And it's the same thing like with your clients. I have clients who I have never seen in person, might never see in person, but we have these great relationships because we're just honest about who we are and what we do. And just want to make a note, there's a big difference between honesty and selling yourself short, you know, like.
Yeah. And there's a big difference between honesty and trauma dumping too.
Yes.
I think that's also important to know. Like the best advice I've ever heard about that is to speak from the scar, not the wound.
Yeah.
Like wait till that shit is healed until you talk about it. Cause it can be really damaging for you, but also kind of, you know, upsetting and triggering for other people if you're just spewing your trauma all over Instagram.
Drama.
We've seen it. Yeah. We've seen it done badly both ways, right? We want to be real, but also be conscious of
Yeah. I think also, I do think something that a lot of people who've been socialized as women need to be aware of is that we do sell ourselves short, and we undersell and underestimate our abilities and skills. So there is, it's not dishonest to bring the way you describe yourself up to the level that other people see. A great way to do this is to get social proof, to get other people's words and use those to help you sell yourself. Like, I have had someone call me, say they described my coaching style as kicking them in the butt, but in the most loving, gentle way possible. And I'm like, I love that. I kick you in the butt, but I'm gentle. It's a gentle, loving kick in the butt. And you know, like when people say, like if I can use other people's descriptors of me as a way, I feel way more comfortable sharing that with the world.
Yeah. I think that's a really good, that's a really good tip. Use other people's words and social proof. Yeah. And often not how other people see us is just so much more realistic than how we see ourselves as well, because we can be really hard on ourselves, and imposter syndrome is so real. And that, by the way, that never goes away either. Like, I don't think it ever goes away 100%. No. I've yet to meet anyone so successful that they never doubt themselves. And I've met some pretty successful people who you'd consider to be, you know, at the pinnacle of their industry. And the same humanity exists there. The same self-doubt exists there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's the thing is, we all, like you said, we all see ourselves differently.
We've got to bolster ourselves.
Yeah. It's funny how many times, like, I've got a friend who, she lives off in New Zealand. We don't always get to catch up because of the 19-hour time difference. But she'll be like, oh, I've been seeing you on your socials and I can see you're doing amazing. And it's just like, it's just fun to, it's just interesting to see an outside perspective because of the stories that I'm telling. And I mean, yeah, it's not always amazing, but it's kind of, it's interesting when you may not feel like you're thriving and everyone's like, well, it looks like you are, like, you know, you're doing amazing things and reminding you of what you've accomplished. So.
Yeah. Well, we normalize our own success so quickly as well, don't we? So when we say, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm just living my life, just doing my normal thing. What's normal to you probably wasn't normal to you 3 years ago.
And that's such a good point, normalize it, because I think that's one of the reasons that people maybe don't talk about their stories, because they've normalized it. Well, that's just me. I just do this. No one's interested in what I have to do. And yet, like when we actually think about it, like if I met, I was interested in you. How did you get to where you were? You know, and you might've thought, well, this is just, you know, you probably didn't because you're a copywriter, but but it, like, we normalize, oh no, this is what I do, I just do this, and forget where we were before. Like, I remember in my 20s thinking about starting my own business, actually as a personal shopper, because I loved giving people makeup and clothing and shoe advice and everything. And like, people would take, like, can I need you to come shopping with me, because you have great taste for that kind of thing. And I remember just thinking, like, I have no idea how I will get enough clients to sustain me. And it was literally the marketing. I had no idea how I would find clients and get clients. I didn't doubt that I could do it well. I just had no idea how I would grow a client list. And now I teach people how to do marketing for their businesses. You know, like, if I had had a me, you know, 15 years ago, who knows where I would be right now. And I can't I can't express that difference enough. And I probably don't express it enough, because that is a huge transformation that I'm just so used to it being this way now that I forget.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, you've changed so much in the time I've known you. And I'm sure I have as well in the time you've been. I think we see it in other people so much easier than we see it in ourselves, because we see the transformation. We see ourselves every day. We're not before and after pictures to us. We're just a constantly slowly changing thing, you know? And when you see people who you maybe see once every couple of months, or you catch up with them every couple of months, you see these transformations. And so that's why people go, oh, wow, you're doing so well. Or, oh, wow, you seem so confident, or whatever it is, because it's true. It's just that you don't notice incremental change. It's the frog boiling in a pan of cold water, right? You don't notice the change in the environment or the change in you, but other people do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think, I guess I will let you give your key takeaways from the episode, but just from our conversation, I'm coming away with the importance of having like that storytelling element of your brand. There's a couple reasons. Mm-hmm. There's the connection with your audience. There's the aspirational elements. The fact that it is more successful with marketing, but also, you know, maybe just taking a step back and looking at where you are, like remembering that your journey is useful. Your journey, like what's happened to you is a direct cause of where you are today. So share that with people. But I'd love your takeaways.
I think you've nailed it. And I think the other thing is just remembering that your story isn't boring to other people, because we have a tendency to think that it's just our little old life, but our little old life is just wildly different from everyone else's. And that's why people love stories, because it's the thing that connects us, you know, it tells people who you are. And I guess the other takeaway is just embrace whatever you think about you is the weirdest thing. Whatever you think is the thing that puts people off, the thing you hate most about yourself is very likely the thing that other people are drawn to. Like the thing that makes you weird is the thing that makes you different. And when it comes to a saturated online space or offline space or world in general, the only thing of any value is what sets you apart, your unique selling proposition, right? There's a reason that's such a big part of marketing. So when you think, you know, about your unique selling proposition, your USP, it's not some module in your course, it's not some feature of what you sell, it is whatever's a bit weird about you. There's a really good bit in Jimmy Carr's book where he talks about this, and he calls it the edge, and he says, you know, people, if only people knew the power of their edge. And I think that's right. Like there's so much power in just leaning into that thing that makes you different from other people. And once you figure out what that is, you will have a compelling brand story.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Chantel, thank you again for coming on. Always, always a pleasure to have you on the show. You always bring so much insight to me and to the listeners. Before we say goodbye, would you like to let everyone know where they can find you, how they can get into your world if they want to?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Hannah. So you can find me on Instagram at Copywriting Business Coach, or over on Facebook. I have a free group that is called Copy That Sells, or I'm Chantel Davison. You can also find by my name. And yeah, come over, say hi. I'll be sharing silly reels and talking about copywriting.
Thank you again, Chantel. And thank you everyone else for tuning in. I hope this has left you with a little bit of inspiration. Maybe you're going to go open up a notebook or a Word doc and start typing up your story with renewed vigor.
I hope so.
And until next episode, thank you again for tuning in. And thank you for being part of the Showing Up Solo group family. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Showing Up Solo. If you've enjoyed this episode, please consider leaving us a review or sharing your thoughts in the comments. These simple gestures help us appease the algorithm gods and continue to bring you great, free education. Ready to navigate the world of marketing with confidence? Take the Marketing Compass Quiz, available at showingupsolo.com, to discover the next phase of your journey. And don't forget to explore our range of courses and coaching programs while you're there. Let's transform your solo venture into a thriving success story together. Until the next episode, keep showing up and making your mark in the world of solopreneurship. See you soon.